This week on Kaiju vs. History, we finish up our goal to watch every single kaiju film. So with the podcast primary goal completed, we take a look at our next goals and tease what will be coming over the next few months as we enter the next phase of the podcast. This is Kaiju vs. History, the Kaiju vs. History 2.0 Future Special. Welcome back to Kaiju versus History. This is your forward thinking, beverage drinking host, Patrick. And joining me is someone who's only willing to watch a couple more hundred kaiju films tops, Miles. Hey, Miles.
Whoa, what up?
What if we enter a Demolition Man style apocalypse and the only movies to make it out to the other side are kaiju films? So now all movies are just called kaiju films. every movie, even if it's just like a
Basic Instinct.
Yeah, that's where my mind went. I was like, what if it was just like a 90s thriller, but like in the middle, there's a kaiju attack. They're like, oh, we've got to stop this investigation right now.
No, it's like Sharon Stone's about to uncross her legs, but then the room starts shaking.
Are they interrogating giant Sharon Stone?
Or they're interrogating that detective from the Heisei Gamera.
Yes.
It is very strange that this journey in at least a respect is coming to an end.
Well, we always knew that we would have a finite goal. We started this podcast, I guess we started thinking about it in 2021, and towards the end in September is when we started recording it. So that was 5 years ago. And at that time, you know, we had seen an explosion already in kaiju movies. You know, obviously we would already had Godzilla King of the Monsters come out in 2019. But I don't think we expected quite so many in just a 5 year period. You know, we've had over, 40 different kind of projects come out in that short time. So, but at the time I was like, okay, there's probably like 200 kaiju movies somewhere in there. Like, if we're being kind for some kaiju like films, you know, mm-hmm. adding in some things that are just kind of dipping their toe in some respects. So it's like 200 episodes. That's like a little more than 4 years, right? That's not too bad. But yeah, this week's episode, we are indeed going to do a little looking backwards and then a little looking forwards. Talk about what we've accomplished over these 5 years and watching so many movies. And yeah, looking forward, we're going to talk about a new format for the show going forward, because technically we're done. You know, the podcast is over as far as the goal we set out. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. But yeah, let's get into it and talk about our accomplishments here on the show.
Yay! Pat ourselves in the back time!
Yeah, I'm going to break my arm patting myself on the back. If you were here with me in person, Miles, I would pat your back and you'd pat mine. We'd have a little...
I'd pat your butt.
Okay. We have identified and watched over 200 individual kaiju films. I think Troll 2 a couple weeks ago was our 211th film. It's a little iffy because, you know, it's like, does Return of Godzilla and Godzilla 1985, is that count as two films or one? But around 211 films, which I think was a good estimation for where we were in 2021 about how many movies we would have to watch, when I said, you know, it's probably just 200 movies. But yeah, we were building that list kind of like slowly. To pull back the curtain a little bit, we have a episode master list in just like an Excel document where we've been tracking and trying to coordinate like when a movie came out and when we're going to be watching it, and also when that episode will be dropping. So we would know like, oh, this is going to be our Halloween episode, so we should talk about that. We've talked about 17 different TV and streaming based series based on mostly Godzilla and King Kong. I would say the majority of them are those two monsters, but you got some Gamera in there. You got some Zone Fighter and things like that. And then we had about 25 special episodes where, you know, we've had guests on, like Jeremy Robinson, talk about his kaiju books. We've done some commentary tracks.
Graham Skipper literally wrote the book on Godzilla
and was kind enough to talk about not one of his favorite Godzilla movies.
Hey, he picked
in.
We gave him a couple options. We gave him several options. He goes, I want to do the one that people are unlikely to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was great. So we had him on Godzilla versus Megaguirus, but that was just a regular episode.
Yeah, you know, it was awesome just having him on a regular episode. And it was kind of a podcast dream moment for me because, I mean, I've been following Graham Skipper for quite some time, whether it be on his own podcast ventures or his acting directing ventures or his many appearances on a podcast that both Patrick and I love, Screen Drafts.
Yeah,
and he is an agent of chaos on Screen Drafts. So him picking Godzilla versus Megaguirus made complete sense to me. Like, as soon as we gave him the option, I knew what he was going to pick.
Yeah, and he was harsher on that film than both of us.
I think I was the most kind on that movie.
we both gave it a 7 out of 10, and Graham gave it a 6.
But I was pretty positive. But I think I gave it like really high marks for its evocative nature because it brought forward the next great phase of the Millennium Era, despite that movie being not great.
Yeah.
No, I it's so funny because I think about certain eras of kaiju history, and I kind of almost feel nostalgic for like an era from like a year or so ago where we were like watching the movies from the 90s, and we were feasting watching so many interesting, cool movies, you know?
So it's one of the things that really got me on board wanting to do this project with you is looking at these kind of chronologically, because I've watched Heisei movies in like big chunks where I'm watching both Gamera and Godzilla before. I've done a lot of Showa era kind of kicks in the same vein, but also adding in some of the independent other, you know, besides the big two monsters. But yeah, never done an entire watch through and really kind of track the progress of the genre and of the monsters before. So this was very fun. But yeah, let's talk about the quote unquote seasons of the show. And we are currently finishing our 8th season, but it will continue in a way because we're only 6 years into the 2020s. The podcast started with films up until 1959. So that includes King Kong from the 30s, but there's just like, you know, there's only two movies from the 1930s and like one from the 40s. So we lumped those into the 1950s era. There were 21 films in that season, Miles. And then in the 1960s, we jumped up to 35, which is our second most in any 10-year span. The 1970s and 1980s had 18 and 10 films, respectively. Then we had the boom of the 90s, the Heisei era, with 29 movies, 24 in the 2000s. And then mind-bogglingly, and really just because of the you don't need a license to make a movie, Miles, in the 2010s, there were 40 films. It was our longest season of the podcast. What do you have to say about that?
I mean, it's wild because, you know, part of it was the kaiju boom and part of it was just like so many just snake oil salesmen making garbage not Zillas and Zilla foots and crap like that.
Well, yeah, we have the genius of not just Asylum films, but stuff like Big Ass Spider made it onto our list. And then just wild films from Japan.
We didn't do Eight-Legged Freaks, did we?
No, that would be kaiju. Like, there's the largest spider in there is like size of a truck, you know?
Oh, okay.
But yeah, and then in the 2020s, so far in 6 years, we've had 34 films. Isn't that crazy? We are on track to potentially have more in the 2020s than even
we got 2 more coming in the next year. We've got Godzilla Minus Zero and Supernova.
likely three, because I don't think the asylum is going to stop anytime soon.
Well, that fair enough.
We haven't fair gotten enough. Any word yet, but yeah. So yeah, added those up. So 211 films in total. And yeah, it has been our singular goal as the podcast to watch every kaiju movie in chronological order, starting with the early history of the cinema and King Kong. And then, as I said, 2 weeks ago, catching up with where we're at, and last week looking at Monarch Season 2, which, as we're recording this, we still haven't recorded that episode because episodes are still coming out. That is how current we are going to be. Like, I think as soon as that series season is done, we're going to be talking about it. But yeah, I just wanted to, I don't have an alcoholic beverage here, Miles, but I just wanted to toast you.
Oh, I do.
On that, saying cheers. We're finally going to be able to say to all of our friends and family in the most, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be miserable about it, bragging about it to all my friends. We have seen every kaiju movie in existence.
That's wild.
Golf clap.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's wild to think that we've reached that moment. And I'm like, well, did we watch? Damn, we watched that. And like, where there's some possible questionable Chinese movies that we don't have access to, maybe. But having seen some of them,
oh yeah,
really count.
Yeah, like we were talking about the legendary Beast Wolfman versus Godzilla fan film and Gamera 4. We might never have full access to.
Right, but. Right. But yes, I mean. To say that we have watched every kaiju movie ever made is a pretty cool feather in the hat.
Yes. So I hope
sometimes I'll look at the list and I'm like, I remember very little of that. I'll look at my notes and I'll be like, oh yeah. Cause some of the titles are also like very similar to one another. So it's easy for me. I was talking to someone about like Voyage into Space and I was getting it mixed up with something else. Mm-hmm, because it's the basic title, and I was like, wait, no, is that the crap?
Yeah, some of them do run together. I will say I love that we have this on recording, because I would, if I am going to go back and do a Showa era rewatch at some point, which is definitely something I'm going to do. that's the other thing, that now being done with the podcast proper, I can go back to watching kaiju movies for fun. You know, I could just go back and watch the Heisei Gamera movies at the drop of a hat. But yeah, if I were to go back and watch them, I have these recordings of me and my friend talking about the movie. And it'll be nice to see if my opinions changed in the year since I watched it. If it is different watching these movies out of order or not in context with other films around it. See how that changes things. I wanted to read to you a moment, a DM I sent you on March 27th, 2021, which is, yeah, almost 5 years ago exactly when we're recording this. Right. I messaged you, and you can search this up, which is hilarious in Discord, our search history. I messaged you, I want to make a kaiju podcast / YouTube channel that aims to make a total history of the 100 years of the genre. If I look back on my life's accomplishments and can claim kaiju historian as a credit, I think I would be very happy. And you replied, ha 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 ha, that sounds like an awesome idea. I don't think you were taking me very seriously. But then it was like, what, 4 months later and we were recording an episode?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, I mean, if you're listening to the show, you know that I've been podcasting with Patrick since like 2013. So, oh, yeah. I mean, at this point, like, you know, the idea of starting a show isn't that crazy. And I mean, as obviously Patrick knows this because he's the one who brought the idea up to me, like, I love these movies and I've always loved these movies and they mean a lot to me. So the idea of doing every single kaiju movie ever made is great because it's an achievable goal. Like, it really is. It's not like, oh yeah, we're going to watch a podcast. We're going to watch every horror movie ever made in chronological order. That's insane. Frankly, it's stupid. Unless you're doing a daily podcast, you ain't never getting out of that podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. There's so much. And, you know, we did pick and choose some things, like.
Sure. I mean, you know, we talked about make an argument about some, and even some that we did choose that I would be like, I don't really consider it a kaiju movie, but it's certainly a big creature. Yeah. Like, we were very loosey-goosey for the Americans in the 50s. Oh, boy.
We erred on the side of some people consider this kaiju, so we're probably going to watch it, you know?
Especially in the 1950s, the American films that I had very strong opinions about, we also erred on the side of influence. Like,
yeah,
we were like, America's not making kaiju films per se, but this is what they were responding to having seen these movies. And I think that is equally as important to discuss, even though almost all of them are kind of kaiju light.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We added in a lot of the very influential films that, you know, some of which even inspired Godzilla, but left out some of the other just big monster movies from the 50s. So like Attack of the Crab Monsters by Roger Corman, not a very influential monster. It was more responding to some of these other giant creature monsters. So we left that off the list, but our primary focus was what was the rule that we had? It was a single monster who is like the focus of the story.
Yeah, that's a kaiju. Focus on one named sentient monster, not just a large animal, which is most of those American movies.
And sometimes not a group of very large creatures, even though there's very, very few of those.
Yeah, and said monster should have a feature characteristic that differentiates them from a common creature. And it's a film that purposely plays on or adds to other tropes, characterizations, or themes of kaiju eiga.
Yeah, so there's some movies that are just super kind of influential in that world. And it's one of the reasons that I wanted to throw, what was it?
I think one of your side rules was the kaiju should knock a building over, which many of these movies that we watched in the last 20 years do not do.
Well, no, should be able to knock a building over, I think, is kind of like a good size estimate. It shouldn't be like, oh, this thing can fit inside a building. It should be like, nah, it's destroying the building if it gets anywhere close to it. What was this movie I was just thinking of?
I don't know.
Not Gora, not Atragon, Gorath. 1962 Gorath that has Maguma in it for like 5 minutes. While Maguma's
five
not...
5 minutes?
Yeah.
No, 5 seconds, bro. Don't give me this 5 minutes crap.
I'll go back. I'll time it out. That movie,
do it.
the rest of the special effects are very kaiju eiga, you know, worthy. It was hilarious that it was just a mandate from Toho. It's like, we need some kind of giant monster in there. But yeah, it's so funny to go back and look at those early texts. But my question for you, Miles, is 200 movies later, about 15 of them were just awful monkey movies. Another 15 of them, Asylum Pictures. Do you still feel like this was an awesome idea?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, you're talking to a horror guy. I know I often have to watch 15 movies of absolute dreck to find one movie that's halfway decent sometimes.
Yeah, but like, you don't have to record a half hour like minimum on.
Yeah, well, now I have something I can complain to, and that's always nice for me. But like, I mean, I'm a found footage fan, so like, I'm a glutton for punishment. But no, I still think it was a great idea, and I loved visiting all of these movies. I loved revisiting some childhood favorites. I loved discovering movies that I had never seen before. And finding them, I mean, finding some absolute classics that I had never considered, or movies I always meant to see, like the Daimajin trilogy, or discovering Jellyfish Eyes, you know, or our good buddy Minoru Kawasaki, like, you know, yes, we watched some terrible stuff, and yes, some of it was some of the worst movies I've ever seen. But at the same time, I've also seen some of the best movies I've ever seen. And I've seen some really exciting movies that I want to share with people, and movies that have something to say and are just exciting, or a great spectacle, or a cool creature design, or a weird take off a classic idea. Like, there's so much great stuff in this genre that, you know, some bad movies aren't going to scare me away.
I'm pretty excited most about, I mean, besides going back and talking about the history of, you know, how these movies were made, gain an appreciation that way. We rated all of them individually, which, you know, we could have done ourselves. We didn't need each other for that. But taking our scores and combining them as a rating, and particularly on Letterboxd, you can find our Letterboxd account, Kaiju versus History, taking a look at our likes, our liked movies, or any film that we gave 8, 9, or 10 stars to. And it's a pretty big list. I'm pretty excited about that. It is, let's see, over 50 movies, I think, that have that distinction
of being great.
Yeah, what we consider great, 8, 9, or 10 stars. So four and a half or five stars on Letterboxd. But yeah, found a lot of movies that I guess I wouldn't have thought I would have enjoyed them so much if I had just watched them by themselves, or if I wasn't watching them in and of the era. One of the examples of, well, I definitely don't think I would have watched this movie if I hadn't done all the research and gone through the history of kaiju films, but Ultra Q, the movie from 1990, Legend of the Stars, we gave that high marks.
Yeah, so. It was super fun.
Fun movie, felt weird, felt like a X-Files kind of episode. We gave two of the Mothra movies from the Heisei area a 4 or 8 out of 10, which was surprising. I think we gave almost every Heisei Godzilla and Gamera movie at least 8 stars. Was there one that didn't make that great list? I forget, but
what, for, yeah. Gamera?
Or Godzilla in the Heisei
era. Probably Gamera. Oh, in the Heisei era? No.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a very fun ride. Besides bragging to my friends about it, I put it out there. How many people do you think on the entire planet have done what we've done? Are there other... We need to get to G-Con one year and talk to people. It's like, have you watched every Godzilla or every kaiju film? See if we are some kind of freak breed. Hopefully some folks listen to the podcast will be inspired, but we warn them away from so many movies, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about that one bit.
The opposite side of that list is movies we gave 1, 2, or 3 stars to are just like, we are waving our arms, we are trying to warn you to steer clear. And we'll talk but more about the worst kaiju movies in the future at some point. But yeah, let's talk about what's happening in the future of the podcast. Like I said, our goal is done. And for a moment, we were actually thinking of just kind of shutting the podcast down, shuttering its doors, if you will, because there just won't be enough content for us to continue. There's two movies really on our list in this year, and that's about it for the next 8 months. But we have some other ideas, some things that we've been talking about doing for years, and that's going to be the majority of what we're calling Kaiju versus History 2.0, our kind of second phase of the podcast. We are looking at, you know, this happening for a while, where we're just going to run out of content and we're just not going to be able to keep up with week to week kind of episodes where we have films to watch every week. So we're going to be doing other projects, doing other things. But yeah, it was a year or so ago, I was looking at it and I was like, oh wow, we are going to be done with the podcast in 2026. And we had a few ideas of, it's like, well, what are we going to do? You know, we could have very easily, and this is something we talked about, just turn this podcast into Ultraman versus History and just talk about Ultraman. And honestly, we probably could have done that as its own podcast at some point in time forever, because there's just so much TV shows to watch. Mm-hmm. So many movies now. One of the reasons we never did it on the podcast is because a lot of it is, or was at the time, kind of hard to get your hands on. Like the 1966 compilation film, I don't think they ever released it digitally. I think you can only get it on like out of print DVDs. So it's like, well, how are we going to do that? You know, spin an arm and a leg. But yeah, we had a couple of different ideas of things we wanted to do, you know, like go back and watch other kaiju adjacent films, things that we talked about in our season recaps that we skipped, or, you know, go and do more special episodes, which we had a lot of fun with, like kaiju comic books or video games or more toy talk, that kind of thing. But yeah, I couldn't personally pick one of those options. I think we talked about each of them a little bit, but I think the idea that we're going with is just doing everything, doing all that stuff and more. And honestly, if we incorporate all these different ideas we've had over the years and continue to produce the podcast with that in mind, in addition to doing new movies, we can probably do the show for many more years. So I have ideas for episodes probably to get us to 2030, the year 2030, which sounds so far off. It's not, but it sounds like a whole nother dimension that would get us to season 9. Assuming
we're still all here in 2030.
Yeah, but to do that, we cannot continue with weekly releases of this podcast. So we would be stepping away from that and going to a monthly release schedule because, I mean, like I said, there's just not enough movies, not enough special episodes that we can do. But there totally is for, you know, 12 months out of a year, 12 episodes a year. So yeah, that's the announcement. You know, we're going to go through, I want to talk about some of these different episode types that we're going to be doing, some of which we've already recorded, and talk to you about the future, Miles. Talk about maybe what you're most excited about in the future. The first kind of episode type I want to talk to you about in the future is stuff that we have done before, and that is retrospective reviews. And that would be going back and looking at some of the movies that we skipped over, maybe giving them a full episode treatment, like a regular episode. One example, and a movie that was on our list for a long time, we didn't have access to it for a little bit, and we pushed back as being a kaiju adjacent film, was 1962's Japanese film Whale God, which is kind of like a fantasy, you know, Japanese Moby Dick type story. And I think that'd be fun kaiju adjacent film to look at.
Yeah, it was one we had talked about. I think we both kind of agreed it didn't need to be on the main list. But I am absolutely excited to watch some things that are, yeah, that would be considered more adjacent. Or maybe they just want, one of us didn't agree with the other. Oh, there is certainly one on my list that I pushed for pretty hard that didn't get on the list.
You could say it. We're old friends here.
But that was 2020's Underwater, which I was a huge fan of. Actually, one of the last movies I saw before everything shut down.
Yeah, we can go back and we can watch that one. That one was one that was kind of late, but I don't think
it was on the list for a little bit, and I thought we were going to be doing it, and then I was like, wait a minute, where'd it go?
I don't think we had access to Whale God when it came up in 2022, but it's on DVD now. I sent you a VHS copy I accidentally bought, I think, and it's on Tubi, so there's all kinds of places that we can watch that. So I'm excited about doing that. I think we could fit a couple of those in. Are there other movies that we talked about in our season recaps that we skipped over for being kaiju adjacent besides Underwater you're interested in going back?
I mean, we could argue, like, you know, Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, and even do some Power Rangers and or Super Sentai. One of the things I like about this format is going monthly. As I'm not even holding us beholden to that. Like, if we come up with an idea that we feel like we could release a little weekly series, we'll do it. But I like the expectation being monthly, and if we ever do anything more than that, that's fine. One thing I would really like to do, I don't know if you – I haven't read all the notes you put up here. But one thing I would like to do is one or a series of kaiju drafts.
Yeah.
Where we do some personal things that sometimes it may not even make sense because, hey, you gave this me blank. I don't care. I'm still putting this on the list. But I think maybe if we did a separate Godzilla draft, because I feel like separating Godzilla from the rest of the kaiju movies makes the other kaiju lists a little more interesting. Because if we do all of Kaiju Ega and we include the Japanese or we include the Godzilla films, then, well, most of these are going to be Godzilla films. You know, if you only have a list of 7, you know, or 10 or whatever.
No, so, I agree with you there. We might be doing something like that pretty soon in the future. It is really, I mean, we can put out as many episodes in one week as we want. I want to commit to doing at least one per month. Mm-hmm. Some of them might be a little longer than what we normally do, because if we sit down for just a single recording session, it might be all we do in that, you know, month. But there are, you mentioned Super Sentai or Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. We can do a single film on like the 1990s Power Rangers film. Or one of the other things I want to talk about was compilation reviews. So we've done one of these, just one of them, in the Giant Woman super episode where we talked about like six giantess films. Mm-hmm. We could do that for Super Sentai or Power Rangers films. We could talk about three at one time in like a longer episode and give them kind of like miniature reviews each. I have a few of those. And it's so funny you mentioned before we started recording, technically, like the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park are kind of like kaiju. Some of them have weird abilities. They're
one of them has a well, if you're talking about the Jurassic World movies, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So some of them have special abilities. But Jurassic Park, technically, outside of one dinosaur, monsters.
Yeah, but Jurassic Park, outside of like one dinosaur, are basically just regular animals.
Well, yeah, but they are. We're talking about kaiju adjacent films, so we could do a retrospective compilation where we just talk about all the Godzilla. Technically,
dino movies.
It's been on my adjacent list for a while. Also, the Transformer movies. They're giant robot monsters, but they're also like living beings.
Yeah, we didn't have that conversation about Transformers, and I feel like there's probably a good argument that we probably should have included those. So we may need to just do a series on those mostly bad Transformers movies.
I don't know if you can make me, but at the very least, we could do a compilation where we could talk about, you know, the good ones, the bad ones, and
talk about Transformers 1 and Bumblebee.
Transformers 1, are you talking about the animated film?
Yes.
Yeah, that movie was great.
It's really, really good. It makes me so mad that one, people didn't see it, but also they didn't market it very well.
Yeah, really good film. So yeah, compilation films. Like I said, I already have potentially doing some Jurassic Park movies, but beyond that, there's also a ton of kaiju, Aga adjacent dinosaur movies, like The Land That Time Forgot. No, there was like one that was stop motion animation and was produced by a Japanese company that we can go back and watch, and a few others. But yeah, I have a lot of ideas for those kind of episodes, just stuff that we just knocked off our list and didn't really have on, like Loch Ness Monster Special, other giant animal monster movie special, like the Food of the God movies, which really aren't kaiju, but they are adjacent. Besides that, like I said, some of the other episodes that we can focus in on our special episodes, where if we are only doing one episode a month, we can really focus in on and give a good amount of time to something like kaiju media reviews. So a comic book series, like the IDW Godzilla series, for example, we can like go through all of those, or we can play a kaiju video game together and dig into that and talk about that in podcast form. Godzilla has been all over both the Marvel and the DC universe recently, as well as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Those would be fun books to look at. Is there other things besides that you'd be interested in doing besides?
I think some stuff on video games would be a lot of fun to dive into. There is so much kaiju stuff in video games.
Yeah.
Because giant monsters tend to be popular things to fight.
Yeah, so we could do just full video game kind of reviews as well. And then, like I said, I was thinking about just turning the podcast into an Ultraman podcast at one point. I think it is probably the biggest blind spot as a kaiju fan that I have, is I've not watched much but the first few seasons of Ultraman and Ultra Q. And there's like 1,000 episodes, you know?
Yeah. So Drew and I over on the More You Nerd, because our mutual friend Drew and my co-host over there are massive tokusatsu fans. And so we have been doing, usually about once a year, we'll do a whole month on different toku shows. We've done a month on Ultraman, where I think the first week we did like six episodes of the show, kind of like you and I did. Mm-hmm. And then we did the first Ultraman back from its absence, and I think it was like in the late 90s, maybe, Ultraman Tiga. Mm-hmm. And then we started doing like, we'll do two episodes of this series and two episodes of this series and two episodes of this series, so we could talk about three certain episodes or three specific shows in one episode. And we did that with Ultraman. We've done something with that with Kamen Rider, with the Metal Hero franchise, with Super Sentai, with, there's another one I'm thinking of. But yeah, so there is absolutely ways to like kind of do a way that allows you to expose yourself to like the maximum amount of like different shows without also like having to watch 700 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's honestly pretty fun. I if we do some stuff on Super Sentai, I am going to request that we watch the Christmas episode of Cocker Ranger, which is probably the best Christmas tokusatsu episode ever made.
Yeah, we can do a Christmas special. We got a bunch of specials. Yeah, so I don't know what we would exactly do with Ultraman. Maybe we'll do something similar to that. I would just like to focus in and have, I mean, I would like to watch, I've purchased a whole bunch of the steel cases and things like that. And I kind of want to watch the movies, compilation movies as well eventually, but I wouldn't mind just being caught up a little bit more on Ultraman. I've really only watched Showa era stuff. So yeah, that is.
Oh yeah. You did watch Shin Ultraman with me.
Yeah, we've watched the more modern movies, but there's other stuff too. There's the 1980s animated film, which
the Adventure Begins.
That is available. I'm aware. But yeah, that is our general plan for Kaiju versus History 2.0. Like I said, the good news is podcast continuing, and it's going to be very different from what we've had to do the last 5 years. But the good news is, like I said, while at a reduced pace, we have ideas for at least another 5 years or so, getting us to episode 300 by 2030. And we get to do a lot of fun stuff that we probably didn't have time for before, because we're watching, you know, 4 movies or so every single month. But the best thing about this is it allows us to be extremely current. So this fall, when Godzilla Minus Zero comes out, I mean, I can't speak for you. I'm going to see it opening weekend when we have access to it in the United States, hopefully the same weekend it comes out in Japan. And then I'm going to try to get you on a podcast about it as soon as possible. And that episode will probably come out within a week of the movie coming out. So that will be that will technically be our next film that we will have here on the podcast. So you have several episodes between now and then, but I'm excited to have stuff be extremely current and fresh. We did that with Godzilla Minus One, where we recorded it as soon as we both watched the movie, and then we sat on the episode for a couple of years. But we'll be doing that more and more frequently. The other thing I wanted to highlight is this is episode 243, and we will have a special episode for our 250th episode. That'll be our year-end special right after Godzilla Minus Zero, our December episode this year. I think I've already got planned out. And just to give a little teaser, that holiday episode is, we're going to be celebrating that milestone and talking about the podcast's high highs and low lows, and looking back to maybe finalize our top 10 best kaiju movies of all time. I imagine we will want to wait until Godzilla Minus Zero comes out to put the final number on there, but also talk about the 10 worst kaiju movies, the bottom 10, and maybe do something, some other fun games and things like that as we reminisce about the good times, the good times, and the very bad times, Miles.
Yep. I certainly have had several of those.
But yeah, and talk about it in a post, you know, retrospective kind of way. And do we feel different from when we watched, you know, the original 1954 Godzilla we watched in November of 2021? You know, we watched 5 years ago at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not a movie that I'm a stranger to, so my opinion is not going to change. I think it's one of the greatest films of all time. So, you know.
Yeah. Right. So that's going to do it for this episode. Like I said, I think this is coming out in May. This is going to be our last weekly episode in May. I think our next episode is going to be coming out early in June. I don't have a date on that yet. We'll put stuff on our Discord and hopefully on social media and things. But yeah, we also have special episodes lined up with other podcasts talking about other little fun projects. So I'm excited about those as well. That's going to do it. Miles, are you excited about maybe less recording, but more varied recording for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped about it.
Yeah. Well, feel free to put some stuff on the list. We can affect, you know, the main thing I want to do is try to have like each month feel very different. So we won't be doing likely, you know, 6 months of Ultraman in a row or 6 months of kaiju like films in a row. It'll be pretty varied month to month. That's the idea. But
I also might, I don't want to necessarily put this out in the world because I don't want this expectation, because this can easily be something that just doesn't work out. But I wouldn't mind maybe trying to read a book or two here or there.
You know,
one of my favorites that I actually bought off eBay a couple years ago is Godzilla 2000 by Mike Sfrisani. There was a Godzilla novel series in the late 90s and I believe the very early 2000s. I think only 3 of the 4 books were published. Maybe there was a fourth one. Mm-hmm. There was one that didn't get published, but I think the author just put it out there anyway because it got canceled. But I have not read, despite the fact that I bought it, I have not read this book since I was in high school or junior high or however old I was when this came out. But I do remember loving it, and I kind of want to revisit it.
Let's start a book club, man. You read it since me. It's so funny you mentioned that because I meant in, I think I sent you a package in December or somewhere around there. I have another package to send you, but I meant to send you my copy of John Scalzi's Kaiju Preservation Society, which is a very fast read, fun, original kaiju book. That'd be a good one to do on the list. It's, like I said, very digestible kaiju content. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we don't have a plan necessarily exactly what we're going to be doing next month. So we don't have our normal outro, but as always, you can find us online at Kaiju Versus History, on social media at Kaiju Versus History on Blue Sky, or email us at kaijuversushistory@gmail.com. I want to thank you. We've had a few other podcasts, not even kaiju podcasts, reach out to us to do collaborations. Like I said, those will be coming up in future episodes, which is a lot of fun. And, you know, things that we've done in the past, but we've mostly been on other podcasts as opposed to having other podcasts on us. But we'll be having more of those in the future. Yeah. Join our Cosmic Crit Discord. If you search on Discord for Cosmic Crit, that is our sister podcast where we play tabletop role-playing games and Starfinder. We have an entire channel for Kaiju Versus History for this podcast where you can find out we mostly post toys, new toys that are dropping, but also fun kaiju news and things like that there. So yeah, that is going to do it. Miles, are you ready to jump into the future with our volume 2, our second phase?
I absolutely am.
Kaiju Versus History, the Next Generation. All right. Well, thank you, Miles. And thank you, listeners, for listening. We will be back next month with more Kaiju Versus History. So long, everyone.